Actually, when my wife died, we needed a certain documentation signed, but the doctor was out of town and they didn't want to release the body for the funeral. And it was First AME that helped me out. Man, he told me, somebody called me from First AME, Leonard Jackson, and he told me going down to the hospital. And I went down there and said, I'm Pastor John, and they offered me coffee and everything else. Next thing I know, Leonard Jackson walked in. And he said, is everything fine? I said, man, everything is beautiful. They weren't going to release the body because myself and my children agreed to take my wife off of the oxygen thing. I knew that she was gone, but that we agreed too soon, and they thought that it was foul play. What kind of mess is that? So someone from First AME had heard that my wife died. They contacted me, and they said, how are things going? I said, fine, I have insurance. Everything is as well, we're taking care of that. And I says, but they're just holding the body because they, and he said, oh, that's all right. We'll take care of that. First AME took care of it. Let me tell you, if you black and you need an ombudsman, I think that's what they call them. First AME is that. I respect that ministry for that. They are, as this report says, social justice and community activism. Not very hot on the Christian line. They call themselves Christian, but they're not. And I even told Leonard Jackson, I told him, I said, I want to thank you for what you did and so that the funeral would go off without a glitch. But I told him, you know that I have strong feelings against you. And he said, John, you don't have to tell us that. We know how you feel about us as a social organization. But we also know that you love black people and that you are working for the same cause that we are. That's First AME. So I don't want you black folk to get it twisted. I'm not out trying to take First AME out. I know preachers. They will have people hemmed up in the back room in a minute. Don't you get that out of your head. The article goes on and says that Hunter, who was appointed 5 years ago, under a cloud of controversy, has come under fire for spending more than $122,000 in personal items on church credit cards and owing the Internal Revenue Service more than $300,000 in federal taxes, interest, and penalties. So the guy is having some problems. And see, Miss Preacher Lady know how the money be flowing, how certain money's not spoken for, and the books. Well, I'm not even going to get into that. But Hunter was reappointed to First AME this week by Bishop T. Larry Kirkland. Now, you have to know who T. Larry Kirkland is. I know who he is also. And I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. I got a feeling. When he had his radio program, that's the way he was started every Sunday. I used to listen to it as I shaved, getting ready to go to church. And I said, man, can't you find another song? Guess he couldn't. Well, T. Larry Kirkland, he's a big bishop now. Reappointed him to First AME after dozens of congregants spoke in his support. And the church steward board issued a statement supporting the legal action against the female preacher, LaMothe. Well, now it doesn't end there. Come on now, you guys got to be paying attention. It doesn't end there. Come on. That's right, start the minute. It doesn't end there. There's more. There's more. Let me get it in my right voice now because I gotta get it right. Part two of this charade. Oop, 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 oop. The stewards of First AME Church of Los Angeles Diocese at the church called Los Angeles police officer after Brenda threatened a lawsuit. Oh, the stewards called the cops when they got the threatened lawsuit. We gotta protect the church, the preacher, the flock is doing its business to protect, regardless whether he did it or not. Where did the money go? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Y'all want to hear the rest of my report? Y'all want to hear it? Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. All right. All right. Because Norma sent me more. Yes, the stewards of First Day ME Church disclosed that the church called the police after Brenda threatened a lawsuit. Now, I got to explain something to you folk out there that don't know church protocol and know the way this works. In order for the church to protect itself, because you see, it's the machine. And the machine is more important than the unethical things that goes on within the machine. You got to realize that. And if you don't realize that, because you see, when she gonna do this, there's got to be, that's why the church has attorneys. When I was pastoring a good-sized Baptist church, we didn't have no attorneys. No attorneys, no lawyers. As a matter of fact, I see Jesus's association with attorneys, and they were always problematic. I have a problem when the church needs an attorney. Think with me a little bit on that. Don't you have a problem when a church, the pillar and ground of truth, needs an attorney? I mean, like, what's wrong with this picture? I'm going to take one of my fellow brothers to court. They're going to take the Miss Reverend Mama to court, and Miss Reverend Mama going to take them to court. This can't be the church. See, and you got to understand that since it's not the church, have never been the church, will never be the church. What is this? What's going on? Now, let's see how the Christians act within the church after this accusation is brought against John Hunter. The steward board of First Day ME of Los Angeles today said that Los Angeles police were called when the church leaders first learned that private personal communications between Pastor John Hunter and Mrs. Denise Hunter had been unlawfully taken. They immediately called the Los Angeles Police Department, and they have been cooperating fully with them since that time, said Robert W. Brockman Jr., the attorney for First AME and the Hunters. And now, let me stop right there, because see, that should kill Miss Preacher Lady's accusations, right? But now the inevitable question that you have to ask, and I think that this is very, very important. The inevitable question that you have to ask, because see, a lot of you are thinking, oh, touch not the Lord's anointed. Touch not. Everybody's after the pastor, Pastor John. You know that they were after you. And, oh, Pastor John, well, but they can come after me anyhow. I didn't want that job. God called me to be a pastor. They didn't. They thought they did. They didn't. I'm the pastor of a home church. I could shut that down any minute I want to. They just go somewhere else. They didn't call me. God called me the pastor. I'm giving Bible studies, Bible lessons. They show up, they get them. You know what I tell these folk that meet around me? Okay, you guys are mature now. You know how to live, right? Right. Live mature. If there's hell in your life, don't come to me. That's a hell you created. I don't want to be a part of it. All I'm supposed to do is give you God's way to live the perfect life. You got to ask, why did the lady file the lawsuit? Why? Why would she do that? Well, number one, I would say because she said that she was called to be a preacher. Yeah, but y'all allowed that. See, the church allows them to do all that kind of stuff. Mrs. Constant Fortune, a member of the church executive committee and chairperson of the church's board of trustees number two. How many board of trustees they got there? They got to have a lot of money flowing through First AME, said that the executive committee first learned that the Hunters' personal private communications had been unlawfully taken when an attorney for Mrs. Brenda Lamothe, showed copies to Mr. Brockman, claimed that the communications had been sent by Pastor Hunter to Mrs. Lamothe's and demanded monetary settlement on behalf of Mrs. Lamothe. Now, when they take this thing to court, that's going to be a brain child. Let me give you a reason why I say that, okay? Because I got an email from this guy today, from this guy that belongs to huge church here in Southern California. I don't know this guy from Okie Dokie. This guy sent me an email. And of course, I answered him, and I was very, and I'm doing a webcast. If he hears a webcast, he knows I'm talking of him. But the email is bait. See, you guys got to understand, whenever you get email from people, that's why when I get email and I find out that it's from minors, I don't even answer them back. I block the minors from coming to my site, or I tell that minor, tell your father or your mother to contact me. And if they never do, then I never respond back to that minor. Because sometimes teenagers come across my site and they try to ask me questions. I don't talk with those people at all. Now, when an adult says that he's adult and he's contacting me, talking to me about another person in the second and third person, you know that ain't nothing but a setup. That's why I told the guy, contact me personally and I'll do a webcast, and it'll just be me and you. But now, when you retrieve somebody's email, wait a minute, why are you going to retrieve somebody else's email? It would have been easier for you to just make up the email and put some dirt language in there and use his email address. But you know what? These churches got computer techs. They can take your messages and make it look like it was done on this date and take it into the court and say, Your Honor, we got evidence. This is a computer. And look, if the judge knows the political connections of the church, who you think the judge is going to side with? I'm telling you, man, a pimp know how to protect his money. That's why he's a pimp. How do I know? I live in Hollywood. It's really Hollywood, but it's Hollywood. I live here. Pimps on Hollywood Boulevard, they just riding up and down the street in their Bentleys, looking at their hoes doing their business and doing what they... Hey, what do you think the church has become? I know some of you are offended at my language. I know you're very offended at the language. Please don't be offended. The world listens to me and say, man, this dude know exactly what he's talking about. Stop being timid and shy. There are whores and whoremongers walking down the aisles of the church every Sunday in your city. Enough. I've had enough. I don't even want to read anymore of this. This is stupid. Who cares what happens to those people? It's bad. Now I'm going to come on down to the last one, Here's the one that gets me. Here's the one that really gets me. Oh, goodness. I looked at Broman and I just wanted to throw him on the barbecue grill and just barbecue him. I would barbecue my bull terrier before I would invite him to this church. Oh, okay, I gotta sing my song. Here I go. Poochie, 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 don't you wanna be made right? Poochie, 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 bow, wow, wow. Come on now, you need salvation too, too, too. Come here, poochie, poochie, boo. I'm gonna get my dog salvation, I'm gonna give it to him now. He needs to go to heaven with me so I can say, oh, wow. Bow wow, bow wow. Come here, my little bow wow. I'll put a little cross around your neck and we'll go to heaven together. They've all gone crazy. Ooh, Broman just walked in the studio right now. Broman. Broman heard me singing the bow wow song. Good boy, good boy. All right, fade out the music. There we go. Let me read the article. You guys are not going to believe this. You're not believing Pastor John. It's Veterans Day. It's a holiday. I got time in the studio. You're going to be all right, bro, man. I'll take you out in a minute. It's official. Church has gone to the dogs. This article says, this is written by Ministry News, and it's entitled Pooch Prays. Church offers worship service for dogs. November the 10th, 2009. That was yesterday. That shows you how deep we have sunk into the mire. I wish I had my sound things ready. A flushing toilet. This is really bad. Starting this month, Covenant Presbyterian Church in my city, Los Angeles. I told you we were highly weird. In Los Angeles, is turning God's house into a doghouse by inviting dog lovers to bring their pooches for a 30-minute canine-centric worship service. Canine-centric worship service. I can't take it. I got to go to the next beat here. Okay, I got to do it. Okay, canine-centric. Okay, we got to have some fun. Yeah, everybody. Okay. All right, get ready now. I'm canine-centric. I'm trying to think, because what in the heck is that? Here comes.